half of American teens say they feel addicted to their mobile devices, and more than half of parents say their kids are. This is according to a new study by Common Sense Media. And an expert in digital detoxification says one sign of a problem is when a young person would rather play video games inside, alone, than go to the movies or hang out with friends. It's not known yet whether a large number of people would fit into a technical definition of an addict when it comes to cell phone use. But those who think they might aren't limited to teenagers. The study found that 27% of parents have trouble unplugging.
Would you say you are addicted to your phone?
Yes.
Do you ever wonder if our 24/7 connectedness is making us less connected? Consider this. 90% of American adults have cell phones. And 29% of cell phone owners say they can't live without those cell phones. Could you go a day without your phone? Could you?
No, I don't think so.
Is it true you sleep with it?
Yeah, I sleep with my phone.
Where's your phone when you're sleeping?
Usually in my hand, under my pillow. So, like, it's in my hand the whole time when I'm sleeping.
What would it feel like if I said you couldn't check for a day?
Like the Stone Ages?
71% of teens are on more than one social networking site, and studies show that social media can sometimes not be great for self-esteem. One study, in fact, found that the more time people spent on Facebook, the worse they felt about their own lives.
If you're not having a good day and then you go on Facebook and you see how your best friend just went to Disney World and your other friend, you know, just got a boyfriend and everyone's having such a great life because we only post our happy moments, but then that makes you feel worse.
China and South Korea have already identified internet addiction as a significant public health threat. That hasn't happened yet in the United States, but people in this country are already being treated for internet addiction. It isn't all bad. 46% of the workforce feel more productive, and 87% say the internet and cell phones improve their ability to learn new things.
It's the future, the new generation. I think we're embracing it, and we're growing a lot from social networking. It's helping us out a lot.
Do you think, in a way, right, we're losing out on these personal connections? I mean, look at us. We're having a conversation.
This is probably the longest conversation I've had since I've been in America.